Welcome to the latest episode of the Catalyst Health and Wellness Coaching Podcast. My name is Brad Cooper, and I'll be your host. And today's episode is pretty unique. About 4 or 5 months ago, back in October, we posted an episode that was a little recording of a coaching session taking place. It wasn't planned. It wasn't scripted. It was just a coaching session. And you loved it. Like, it was one of our most popular we've ever done. And so we asked around, and we were able to arrange to repeat that today with two different people. So you're going to hear a different coach than you did last time. You're going to hear a different person being coached. Again, our goal of this podcast is to help you, whether you're a current coach and you're wanting to improve your skills, or you're on the fence, you've been thinking about it, you've heard of wellness coaching, and you're trying to decide, is this really something I want to do? Well, what better way to answer both of those questions than to have an actual coaching session recorded for you? So we're going to do this today. We've got two guests here in the studio, Sabrina Little, nationally board certified health and wellness coach. She was actually invited out to the ICHWC meetings to help put together questions for future national board exams. You can catch her. She was on an earlier podcast where she talked about that experience. She'll be the coach today. So Sabrina is the person who's behind the coaching mic, if you will. Her client is Jamie Cook. Now, Jamie is also a nationally board certified wellness coach and a nurse, but today she's been kind enough to basically be willing to bare her soul for you. It's likely to get personal, and I hope you'll keep that in context, but we really appreciate her being willing to take her coaching hat off and step into that client role during this session. Again, if you're a current coach, think about what Sabrina is doing. Think about the process she goes through and some of the questions she asks and how she moves from one thing to another, and see if there are things that maybe you'd like to integrate into your coaching. If you're pondering whether you want to become a coach at some point, well, this is a good chance for you to see it in action. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions or additional information you'd like, or something that sparked your interest from something they said. The email is results@catalystcoachinginstitute.com. That's results@catalystcoachinginstitute.com. Now, just sit back, relax, and let's listen in to a real live coaching session.
Hey, Jamie, I'm so excited that you are here today to be coached by me.
Me too.
What are you wanting to chat about today?
I guess it would fall under the category of life balance-ish.
Okay.
And so one thing that I'm kind of struggling with right now that I was really looking for some help with, so I'm glad that we're talking today, is I have some unstructured time in my life currently. So I have some free time, which is not something that traditionally I have had. Normally I am very over busy and I thrive that way. And the more structured my life is and the more limited time that I have, I get so much accomplished. And now I have some free time and it's a great opportunity to use it, and I'm wasting it. And so that's frustrating to me that I'm not getting some, you know, projects done that I wanted to get done. I'm not taking advantage of that time to do some other fun stuff or be productive. And if anything, I feel like I'm getting less done because I have the mindset of, I have extra time, so I could do this then.
Right. It's such a great concept. You've probably been dreaming for this day
right
to come, where you have this time, and now you're finding yourself back in that mode of, oh my gosh, I think I'm more productive when I have more things on my calendar.
Completely.
What are just some things that you've been dreaming about that you could do with the time?
So things that I've been dreaming about, which sounds a little silly, is perfectly organized closet. Like, I have been dreaming about organizing some closets at home, painting our bathroom, doing a couple other little house projects that I just don't usually get to. But then also making some more plans with meeting a friend for coffee or lunch, like a friend that I don't see very often, that it's just, you know, a good opportunity to reconnect there. And then just, I like to read, I like to sew. I haven't sewed very much the last few years because it just hasn't been at the top of my priority list. And so things like that, that now I should take advantage of.
Right. So lots of things. Oh my gosh. Like home projects, social wellness. You actually yes, get to address social wellness, reading, sewing. So gosh, all these things that, that sound like they would really make a difference for you in like just basic happiness.
Yes, I think so. And kind of stress management too, because I think if some of these projects that are always just in the background of my mind were done, then that would be kind of, I don't have to think about that anymore. And if I took advantage and did some meal planning, now that I probably have time to do that, that would make dinners less stressful and make sure we stay on track with eating healthy. And so I feel like it is kind of all connected.
Right. It's interesting because what I'm hearing is you have all these ideas, like lots of great ideas. And I'm wondering if the fact that you have so many, that it's almost paralyzing because you don't know which one to start with.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. Now that you say that, I think part of my time wasting is I think, okay, I want to do this, 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 and this, and I just kind of spin my wheels without actually starting anything, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have near as much time today as what I thought I had. And
right, because it seems like all these things are kind of different. Like the home projects have a start and end, but meeting with a friend for lunch takes some pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then reading and sewing, it seems like, again, you'd have to have an idea of what you want to do, right? So I'm wondering if you haven't tapped into your unstructured time because the things are so different, and your unstructured time, I'm imagining, is just these varied blocks
yes.
in your week.
Yeah, it's random days. It's, you know, a few hours here, a few hours there, mostly while the kids are at school.
Okay. Have you thought about prioritizing all these things? And are they even prioritizable?
I was going to say, I kind of, a little bit in a way, like, have you ever heard of this book called Eat That Frog?
I have. I actually got it from the library.
Okay. So, and so I've kind of, sometimes I use, if I feel like I'm not productive on conquering my list of things, then I'll go with that Eat That Frog book philosophy of like, do the worst thing first, or like the thing you're least looking forward to get that out of the way, and then you can move, you know, move along. So, but I don't really know what the frog is on my list of what I'd like to do with my time. So I'm like, I don't really see that that fits, but that's about the extent of
prioritizing. I don't know that. It doesn't sound like that idea actually connected with you. It is an interesting concept. Do the thing you want to do least first.
Right.
That's just an interesting concept. And maybe that isn't, you know, maybe that's not the best way for you personally to go about like doing some of these things that you actually want to do. When you think about the list of things that you just told me, were there certain ones that stood out as more important to you?
Gosh, not necessarily. Like, I like organized closets. My husband and kids, I don't think, could care about that at all. So for me, like, I would get enjoyment out of that. However, I feel like you know, seeing a friend that I haven't seen in a while, I might not always have the time to do that, and now I do. So mm-hmm. that would also bring me joy, and also is something that might not fit in, you know, like when I'm overly busy in life.
Right. I'm wondering if we could do a little exercise for a second.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm game for anything.
Okay. So dream that next week goes exactly how you want it.
Okay.
And you're using this time.
Okay.
And let's just think, just focus on next week. What's happened? What are you working on?
So if everything goes exactly how I want it, I would say kind of a combination of all of it, because I would just use the time that I have really efficiently, where I can work on some things at home and meet somebody for coffee and, you know, read a little bit. And I have a sewing project that is not going to take me very much longer to finish. I feel like if I use all of my time in a purposeful way, I feel like I would be able to do all of those things. I mean, maybe not start to finish, you know, but do some of everything.
Right. So you'd actually be able to tackle a little bit of maybe all the things you mentioned.
I think so.
Okay. So in this
my
week,
dream.
Yes, in this dream. How did it come about?
That I just knew how I was going to use my time and actually did it.
Okay. And so how did you know how you were going to use your time?
Well, when I'm super busy, one thing that it works for me is I just know, oh, okay, I have, you know, from 7 to 7:30 and I assign something that I'm going to do okay. during that time frame. And I'm good at sticking to it because I know that I only have 7 to 7:30 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have all that structure and a limited amount of time where it has to get done, I'm great at getting it done.
Okay. And how do you keep track of all that time, like the 7 to 7:30?
Sometimes I'll actually write out on a piece of paper my whole day.
Okay.
You know, like wake up at whatever time and go to the gym, and then I allot time for, you know, coffee and shower, and then when I'm working, and then stopping at the grocery store, like I'll kind of list it all out. I started that way back in college.
Okay, so you map out the day specifically, mm-hmm. like by hour. When you're super busy, do you do that for every day of the week, or do you do it one day at a time? What does it look like?
I don't do it every day of the week. I do it when I start to feel like I have a lot that I'm thinking I have going on, and then it just then helps me realize how I'm all going to get it done.
That it actually can all get done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Instead of just having it like swirling in my brain.
Yeah.
Then you take
it out of your brain.
Yeah. I take it out of my brain and put it on paper. And then I say, okay, this is how all of these things are going to happen. And then I'm pretty good at sticking to that.
Right. Okay. So this has worked for you in the past for when you're really busy and you get a ton done.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we make that translate into now?
That's where I get stuck.
Okay.
Because
you don't want to structure.
Well, no, I've tried my, you know, doing that, but it doesn't really work when I have no deadlines or accountability or, you know, none of these things necessarily have to get done.
Okay. But you have these things that you want to get, that
yes.
you want to happen. Are those things written down anywhere?
They are not.
Mm. Okay. So they're all swirling around in your head.
Yes, they are.
So I'm wondering if if that would help, because it's helped you in the past to get your these fun things uh-huh. that you have out of your head and somewhere where you can see them, so that you're like, oh yes, these are the things that I want to spend my unstructured time doing.
That's a good thought, because I'm a to-do list kind of person. Like, I like seeing things and I like crossing things off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably something that would maybe make it more tangible for me to do something about.
Okay. Do you mind if I share something with you? Like, just a way that I have found that's worked for me.
Yes, please do.
Okay. So I have a planner, and it's of course handwritten, and it has all the days of the week when you open up like to the page of the uh-huh. week that you're in. And it has a place for what you want to get done personally for the week, just like a list,
uh-huh.
and what you want to get done for work. And so what I do for the week is in that personal spot, I might put meet with Deb for lunch,
uh-huh.
work on painting the closet, buy paint,
mm-hmm.
Get the sewing project plan, right? So it's just a place. Mm-hmm. And so then I see it, but it's not structured, right? Uh-huh. I just know that I want to do those things for the week. And then as the week happens, I kind of fill in the days with where I could do it.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't necessarily mean I have to do it then, but I'm always kind of have an eye on those things for the week. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I like that thought, because I think seeing it would, you know, increase the importance to me of acting on it. That's an interesting. Plus, I like that how you said it's just things that I want to do this week is in this little.
Yeah, it's just in this like, little separate box, which I always love, though. But it's so funny because I will do something and I'm like, I love crossing things off too. I'm like, oh, look, I did it. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, when you think about that concept of doing that, and then you think about like what you have now, like in uh-huh. your life, you know, because I don't know how you schedule things. Does it match? Is it something that's possible?
No, I think it's definitely something that's possible. And I'm just trying to think then, how would I get it from, you know, that little box to actually
happening in the day?
Happening in the day.
Okay. Well, let's kind of, I don't know, let's kind of like talk about that for a second. So you have your box and it has your things in it. How then do you typically do your days?
Well,
your best days.
My best days. Well, I mean, my work on the days when I'm working, then, you know, that's blocked out whatever time.
Okay.
But then the other things that I do, some of it I actually put on my calendar.
Okay.
'Cause I have a friend that I meet for yoga, and I have another friend that I trail run with. And once we make those plans, I actually put it on my calendar, you know, yoga with Jen,
okay.
and run with Susan
mm-hmm.
at whatever time. Things like, you know, when I go to the grocery store and whatnot, then that's on my little paper list of how I'm using my time that day.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense. So something like when you talk about the sewing, you'd want to spend some of your unstructured time sewing. What would sewing look like in your time?
Right now, it would just have to be short, easy things, because I've gotten rusty.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't want to take on anything too ambitious, because just the planning of it, and, you know, that wouldn't be a quick reward, where I feel like to get back into the sewing groove,
okay.
Just some easy simple projects. And I don't even feel like I need to sew, you know, certainly not every day or maybe not even every week. I just don't want that to be something that always gets pushed out and ends up falling out of my life entirely.
Sure. So it sounds like there is like a first step to tackling the get more sewing into your life.
Yes.
It would be like deciding.
Yes. Deciding on what I'm going to.
So that might be like the bullet that you would have, right? Decide on that. So I'm wondering if it's almost like looking at each of these things that you're talking about, like the organized, I want to have perfectly organized closets, and really thinking about what the very first step is for each thing.
Okay.
And then kind of putting it in this new box, this box that, you know, we don't know what we're talking about here. And then that it would become more tangible.
Uh-huh.
So that when you looked at your week or even your day, you'd be like, oh, wait, I see this unstructured, I see a block of time.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all my things that I'm thinking about, now you know the first step.
I think that would be helpful because I think I waste a lot of time thinking.
Right. So ironic.
So if I had organized closets and then, you know, next to that, what is the first thing I'm going to do about it? Then, okay, I'm ready to just get to it instead of
it swirling around in your head.
Yeah. Maybe that's the problem. I think I'm just in a circle of thinking about everything I want to do without actually having the step of, okay, what am I going to do next about this?
Yeah, what do you think about that concept? I mean, you kind of talked about the whole thing of how when you're really busy and you have to structure your days, that to get it out of your head, you get it out of your head.
Right. And I think I spend less time thinking then because I have less time.
Right.
So I know.
Right.
That,
this is not good, having apparently too much time to think.
Like, I want to run. I need to text Susan and make a plan, you know. And whereas now I'm like, oh, you know, let me think about this.
Right. So, okay. So when we went, let's go back to that dream, the dream of like you having the week where you tackled. You tackled like your fun list, the list of fun things. How do you feel after that week?
Super accomplished. And then when I'm productive, whether it's, you know, stuff that I don't like doing a mountain of laundry, or stuff that I love, like going for a beautiful trail run, either one of those, when I do something like that, then I get satisfaction because I feel like I've accomplished something, and I really like that feeling. So I think I would feel that. Right. I think I would feel less stressed because things would be a little bit more in order, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And not just my closets in order, but also like our meals for the week. And just so to me, that is comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like my sense of satisfaction would be up, my stress would be down.
It's funny.
And I would have the benefit of seeing people that I haven't seen in a while if I actually follow through and make plans. And, you know, whenever I do that, that always feels great.
Right. It's interesting. I keep, you know, when the word that sticks out to me from what you just said is your satisfaction would be up. So you would increase your life satisfaction. Because it's funny, well, we didn't talk about this, laundry is never structured, right? But somehow, we as moms find ways to fit it into the day, right? Isn't that funny? So you fit laundry in.
True.
Right? But here you are, you're like, you want to fit these other things that increase life satisfaction. Getting laundry done the last time I checked was really not, it's satisfying, but not like having a clean closet for the first time ever. I could see where all these things would just.
Well, and I think that's like exactly what you said, life satisfaction. That's why I feel like having some free time, it's such a gift. And I just want to be able to look back and be like, oh my gosh, look at how I used all that time. Gosh, it was so fun. And I saw this person and I got this done. And I don't want it to be like, wow, that was a lot of time that I wasted thinking about what I want to do.
Right, we need to like replace the time thinking about what you're doing with the time doing what you want to do. I love it. That's the goal, right? Okay, so we know that you would increase your life satisfaction greatly by getting things done. We've talked about a couple things about possibly how to go about it. What do you think now? Like, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think your next step is?
Let's see. I think the next step is to get something specific on my calendar to get the ball rolling.
Okay.
And so I think that should be reaching out to someone that I haven't seen in a while to meet for coffee or lunch or something, because that would need to actually go on my calendar.
Then it would be a structured thing.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start.
And I think in terms of life satisfaction and joy, that would probably be the best thing and something that I don't always get to when I'm too busy. And then the other things, maybe listing them out and then right next to it, putting the first action step.
Okay. So, like, what would be the first action step for the closet?
For the closet, well, it would depend. I guess I need to decide which closet.
We'll see. There we go. See, there's still so many thoughts in your head.
So that's, I think, so what maybe I would that do is the first decide step. Which closet, because I think it's unrealistic to think I'm going to address closets all, you know, in one day.
So. Yeah. Whoa, that's a bad thought. Okay, so that's great. So thinking about which closet. Okay. So starting with almost the easiest one, right? But also a good one, scheduling time with a friend, mm-hmm. reaching out,
mm-hmm.
and then picking a closet.
Picking a closet.
kind of zooming out a little bit to keep this action of replacing thinking about items versus doing items. Can you think of anything else that would keep you in the mode of doing rather than thinking?
Doing rather than thinking. I guess just figuring out what is the best way to get this down on paper.
Okay.
Since for me, lists are effective, keeping, you know, my little, on days where I do list out my actual time for the whole day, like that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow incorporating it into that type of paper, visual.
Yeah. So that's almost, I feel like that's your, not like a research goal, but it's like kind of deciding like the best process for you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like and
if
it's a
project notebook or I don't even know what.
Right, and that's where I think I get a little stuck with the thinking is I don't have, I'm not quite sure yet what is the best route for me to take these things that I want to do.
And, out of your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't had anything in the past that you've used successfully? That we think could be?
Not particularly, because I mean, the most successful thing that I'm at is when I write out that day how I'm going to use up my time, and that's, you know, usually mm-hmm. on a post-it note or, or a piece of notebook paper or something, because it just addresses that day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it goes back to kind of zooming out and thinking, how to take what you do on a day and are uh-huh. successful and do it for like a week, like for a bigger chunk
of
your life.
Of time.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think let's kind of, you think, I know we're just going to be thinking, but I do think it's fair to you to give you time to think about possibly the best way to move forward. Because we've come to the conclusion that getting it out of your head is a good idea. Right. So now we're just thinking the goal is to figure out which system might be the best. But you already know that maybe you're ready to start with at least reaching out with somebody and connecting with them and scheduling like a lunch date and figuring out which closet you're going to pick to organize first. And then that's on your list too, right? Determine the paper process, like whatever way you think. Because right now you don't have any ideas.
Not specifically.
Okay. So I feel like we would have to meet again. Or what do you think? How do you think, like, about that whole idea of getting your, you know, getting some way to get it down on paper? Can you set yourself a deadline?
Well, I think I need to look at next week and try putting things on my calendar and see how that goes, and then reevaluate with you, okay, this is what I tried. Yes, it worked, or no, it didn't. And, you know, knowing that I was checking in about how are you using your free time, Jamie? Right. Because that kind of, you know, like deadlines are effective for me.
Right.
So, kind of trying to do that. Figure out how I'm going to use my time next week.
Right.
And putting that down on the calendar.
Right.
And then seeing if that made a difference of whether I just thought about doing these things or actually took action on them.
Doing them. Yeah. Because right now your calendar is not a handwritten calendar. Like there's nowhere that you can kind of write and keep track of the things. Your life satisfaction items.
I have a paper calendar that I use just for work appointments. Okay. I don't have a paper calendar for my personal life.
Personal stuff.
Mm-hmm. I have just a digital calendar for my personal stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
And then my occasional daily post-it note.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think it's worthwhile you doing a week after us having this talk and kind of doing the things we talked about and then reconvening and seeing what you think might work better. Because I'm thinking maybe the next time I talk to you, you know, maybe you'll have, I don't know, like seen, you know, you've kind of done some of the actions and you might have a way you're like, okay, I do want to try and figure this out, right? It is more tangible.
I think so. Plus, I think once I get started then and seeing how much I like it, that'll help me to...
Right. It would be nice to get a couple of these things on the calendar. Okay, perfect. I think then, is there anything else that you're
going to add? I think that's a big enough homework assignment for today.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay. So there concluded our coaching session with Jamie. And now, as coaches, we both kind of want to revisit kind of what happened during the coaching session. So, Jamie, what were some of the things that stood out to you as you were being coached?
Some of the things that stood out is your questions getting to the life satisfaction. And why do I want to do things with my time? And, you know, what would that do for me? Because then that shows to me that this is important that I actually do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just trying to brainstorm and figure out what is, I guess, learning style would be a way of describing it. I don't know if it's learning style or, you know, what method for taking action, since it kind of became clear that things are just in my head. They need to get out of my head.
Right.
And then trying to experiment with what that might be.
Right. Did you feel like we came to a satisfactory conclusion at the end of your coaching appointment?
Yes, because I wasn't expecting with one coaching appointment that this whole thing was going to be wrapped up in a tiny
okay.
bow.
Okay.
especially since I don't really have a clear answer of, oh, I know exactly what's going to work for me and what I need to do, because that is unclear to me, which is why I haven't done anything. And so I think it's that we did come to a good conclusion and a good goal and somewhere for me to take an experiment with.
Right. I'm wondering if we had to say where you were at the beginning as far as stages of change versus at the end. What do you think?
So I would say contemplation at the beginning, mm-hmm. because I haven't, other than knowing that I want to do these things, I haven't really done anything to try and actually make them happen.
Right.
Whereas now I feel like I have some specific things that I'm ready to try this week. So,
okay.
So I think that
so
that's
it's
where
maybe
I'm
almost preparation stage.
So yeah, like preparation.
We have some
yeah.
action steps. Right.
So yeah. So preparation
yeah.
stage.
So move to preparation stage. Okay, good. Is there any other thing that you can think of with regards to the session?
Not from my end, but I'm curious from your end, because this was kind of, you know, not a specific, I want to work on more vegetables kind of topic. What's that like to coach that?
Yeah, I think, I feel like I've coached this kind of topics many times with people. And I think as a coach, what's important is to not feel pressure to always have a SMART goal, I
mm-hmm.
guess, right? Like I don't think my goal was to get you in action stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as a coach, you kind of have to realize that,
mm-hmm.
right? What I'm trying to do with you, Jamie, is just trying to move you forward. That's my goal. And so I think as long as a coach, as you kind of keep that in mind and don't put pressure on yourself to come up with a solution or an answer,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the way to go with this. Okay. I don't know. What do you think as a coach?
No, I agree. I think it's good. And I think if you try to get too specific to kind of tidy this all up to completion, I don't really know how effective that would truly be when I'm still kind of working through the process.
Right. I'm wanting to honor your, you know, kind of your autonomy, the
mm-hmm.
fact that this is your
right.
life, right? I don't have any answers to give you because you're not going to want my answers anyway. So that's always the kind of mindset that I try to
mm-hmm.
use when I coach somebody in a similar situation.
But I think a topic like this, which is why I was so excited that you were coaching me today, is something that talking through with a coach is helpful to try and, help me dissect it. And what is it that I want to do? You know, why do I think mm-hmm. that I want to do these things? And then helping me start to figure out, okay, how am I going to create some action
right.
with them?
Probably felt good to, like, not have it all in your head anymore and have
yes,
it out.
Exactly. I know. Can I just take that piece of paper you wrote notes on?
Okay, great. Well, that was our session. And thanks, Jamie, for being coached by me.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Thanks again to Sabrina and Jamie for doing that in front of a microphone. Coaching is not easy. You know that. Those of you who are coaches, you know it's not easy. But doing it in front of a microphone, that makes it even tougher. So great job, you two. Outstanding. And then thanks also for doing that little wrap-up at the end. With that wrap-up, I won't add much to that. Just one comment that I was fascinated by. Keep in mind, Jamie, who was the person being coached, is a nationally board certified wellness coach and a nurse. She knows this stuff. She's super healthy. She loves to run. And yet, in spite of knowing all of the pieces to it, there was still a lot that happened in that coaching session. the gap between knowing and doing, that's the magic of coaching. That's how Sabrina was able to help her move, not tell her what to do, but help her move from point A to point B incredibly effectively. So that's the fun part of coaching. Those of you who are doing it, you know that, but it's neat to hear that come to life. It's not just a book. A couple of things, just a reminder that if you're nervous about the coaching certification and how do I move from understanding the techniques to actually doing it, you'll actually do it. I mean, that's part of the certification process, is you'll get a chance to practice it and practice it and practice it. The other thing that we're hearing a lot of people talk about is they're nervous about the national board exam. Now, not all of you are going to go that route, but those of you who are, we're hearing some, how do I prepare for it, that kind of thing. There is a podcast very early, I believe it was August 2018, that talks through that entire process. So you might want to take a listen back to that. But also, over the last year, we've implemented a new piece of the training program that we offer, and we haven't added any cost to doing this. It's complimentary if you're part of the program, and that's a study session series that you can participate in to prepare for that exam. So just know that's available if that's something you'd like to pursue at some point down the road. With that, let's wrap things up. You can always reach out to us with questions, comments, suggestions. The email is results@catalystcoachinginstitute.com. The website has a ton of materials you can pull up on pretty much any topic you'd like, and that website is catalystcoachinginstitute.com. As always, I want to thank those of you who go that extra mile and you give the thumbs up or you subscribe or whatever it is that iTunes uses to track all this stuff. We're definitely growing, and that's because of you. So very much appreciated. We love to sign off with that idea of better than yesterday, something we're trying to pursue for ourselves, our clients, our families, our community. And keep in mind, it's better than yesterday. It's not perfect. It's better than yesterday. The journey to our best self begins with better, and that's what we're trying to do. With that, we'll close it out, and I'll look forward to speaking with you soon on the next episode of the Catalyst Health and Wellness Coaching Podcast.